I think the number one thing is, first of all, you kind of know the way Coach McCarthy does things, you know, and so that makes it a lot easier. And then you know the players. You got a pretty good feel for the players. You know what they can do, and I think that all, you know, helps you when you start putting everything together.
And having Mike now being a little bit more involved in this, what does that bring?
I mean, obviously, Mike is a great football coach, and I know when he talked about, you know, being, you know, giving up the play calling, I said, you're going to really enjoy these games now, because even though calling plays is a lot of fun, but, you know, now he's going to be able to really be involved in all three aspects. Not that he wasn't before, because he was, but I mean, and I think it's going to be good for the players. You know, he's sitting in that meeting. I think that's a great thing. I know when I was at Pittsburgh, Coach Carr was in every meeting, and I think that just, you know, it shows them the importance, the emphasis that's put on it, and I think it's good for all of us.
Is that something you learned during your time as a head coach, that, you know, trying to be everywhere is difficult, but it's worthwhile?
Well, I marvel at how good a job Coach McCarthy did, because, I mean, he was everywhere, and it had to be, extremely, extremely difficult. When you know, a week or two is fine, but when you put a whole NFL season together, and I mean, there's a lot of stress, a lot of, you know, he didn't get any time to rest, I think he'll really enjoy this.
Ron, how hard was it just to try and get an issue or get those issues that you tried to solve with those units this past season?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, why things happen the way they do, and I think one thing about in the National Football League, you know, one play is, I mean, you know, you're an inch or two away from, you know, from being completely the other way, and just kind of the way it is. And I think it's, you know, there's going to be five or six plays in the course of a football game that's going to usually decide the outcome of a game, and ultimately four or five plays over the course of the season that's going to determine the outcome of the season. And you just never know when they're going to be, you know, when they're going to come about. And you do everything you can do to make sure those guys play every play like it is the play. And then, you know, it's hard.
What needs to happen?
Well, I don't know that I'll put any mark on it. I think it's a combined effort. It's something where we're all going to be doing the same thing, going in the same direction. And, you know, once again, like I said, it's, you know, an inch here, an inch there, and things are completely different. I think the fact, like I said earlier, the fact, you know, of being here and knowing how Mike expects things done and wants things done, and knowing the players. I mean, you know, knowing the players, knowing their personalities, a lot of times helps you in terms of trying to get things across. And you know, there's certain times that, you know, this may be not be the time to, you know, where you're going to, you know, beat the drum. This may be the time where you back off. And just knowing the personalities and things like that, I think, helps.
The key is consistency when you've got a big pool of players to deal with and an ever-changing pool of players based on injuries and who's up for 46 that particular Sunday.
Well, I don't know if there's one key that's true. And I think, and you know, I heard Coach mention it in his press conference. I mean, you know, our veteran guys, you know, they got to be consistent. And it's been the Green Bay Packer philosophy, and obviously it's a great philosophy that, you know, we're going to have young players and we're going to develop young players. And I think the one thing that happens, particularly with special teams, they've played offense or defense, they've played receiver or defensive back all their lives. Well, now a lot of times they haven't. You know, they haven't played special teams, and special teams has got techniques just exactly like a defensive back or an offensive lineman or a wide receiver, and there's a lot of things that you're trying to play catch up with, and I think your scheme has to be conducive to change. It has to be a situation where you're doing things that where it's not reinventing the wheel, so to speak.
What does this unit need? Is it just attention to detail, being more exact? Is it fundamentals? Is it getting everybody to buy in? I mean, Coach talked more about the veterans needed a lot more dedication to teams, and that's one of the reasons he wants to see.
Well, I think number one, the veterans, you know, buying in, and not that they, I'm not saying they didn't buy in. But the emphasis, I mean, is, you know, those young guys usually, particularly early, they're going to pay attention to what the veterans are doing. And I think if you go back and you look at the top special teams in the league, usually their veteran guys are leading those younger guys, and we have a large number of young guys, so you know we've got to get them coached up. The system's got to be in a situation where they can play simple, and I don't foresee a lot of change. I mean, I think, you know, the things we did this past year were good, really good, and I don't foresee a lot of change. I think once again they're going to be, you know, you're going to have new guys in there, and then the guys that are coming back have got to be better than they were.
Do you get the feeling that special teams will be under a microscope this year, and is there any pressure attached to that as a new special team coordinator?
I think special teams are always under a microscope because it's one play. You know, you don't get second down or third down special teams, just one play. And that's what people remember. So, you have to get them to understand that it is one play. And usually it's a long play. It's a 6, 7, 8, 9 second play. And they got to play it wide open and to the fullest extent. And once again, how the ball bounces and all those kind of things. It's an area that people sometimes don't pay a lot of attention to until there's a problem.
Mike mentioned that meetings are probably going to get a lot longer now because he was going to want to talk about a lot more things than he has in the past when he's kind of been in and out of the room. Has that been something he's expressed to you too?
Yeah, we talked about that, and I think that's great. I think, once again, when you start bouncing around ideas, you know, if there was one way of doing things that was the best, everybody would be doing the same thing. Because, you know, obviously the goal is for everybody to win and, you know, so forth. But and I think the fact with having Coach in there, I think it's a great thing because it's, once again, it's another idea, it's another thought, it's, you know, and as I said earlier, Mike is a great football coach, you know, all the way around. As an offensive football coach, you know, he knows what defenses are trying to do, and he knows what it causes defensive problems. When I was the head coach, I was the defensive coach, and I, being involved with the offense, I knew what defenses were trying to do. So I think it helps. And then, of course, the special teams thing, you know, Mike is an all-around football coach, and it's going to be good.
How would you describe your coaching style? Because people say you bring energy. How would you describe it?
Well, I don't know. I think coaching is trying to get players to play the best of their ability, energy. I don't know. I mean, I think you have to coach who you are. You have to coach your personality. It's not my nature to kind of walk around and be slow. I mean, that's just not me. It doesn't mean it's not right. I love what I'm doing, and you know, I think coaching is trying to get players to play to the best of their ability, and you know, that's what we're going to try to do.
On the outside, you know, people might think, you know, drawing up fakes or whatever. What's the most fun part about being a special teams coordinator? Is that you get to kind of think creatively like that, or?
Well, yeah, I think that is fun because you're constantly looking at ways to maybe, you know, take advantage of opposing teams. And I think in this league, you see some crazy things. It's a copycat league. People, you know, they're gonna go back and look at things that teams have done, you know, years back, and so you have to. And that's why your volume has to be. You know, you can't get too much volume, because you want those guys playing as fast as they can play.
How much input did you have this past season in your system?
You know, I made a lot of suggestions, and you know, the ones that Sean liked, we did, and the ones, you know, and I think that's part of it. I think that was the. I told him when I came in, is that, you know, I'm going to suggest things, and if you like them, great. If you don't, that's your. I mean, I'm not. We were all together. I think Sean and I worked great. Sean did a great job. We worked great together, and you know, just the ball didn't bounce right sometimes.
Was it discouraging to endure a season like that from a special teams perspective?
Well, I think what happens is you go back and you look at the 12 bad plays, you can't let that. There were an awful lot of good plays in special teams, and there were 12 plays that weren't good. You know, and over the course of the season, if percentage-wise, there's probably that many bad plays on defense, that many bad plays on offense, percentage-wise. It's just special teams plays are usually can have a serious outcome of the game.
Is that it? Is that's it's positives are expected, the negatives are. Big deals, right?
Well, exactly, and I think a lot of times people don't understand, you know, all the scope of it. As I said, you don't get second down or third down to make up for it. It's one down, and it's a long down, and your guys have got to, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen.
So to you, what's the key to maximizing that one down? How do you get guys ready to take advantage of the do-or-die situation?
Well, it's... I don't know if there's, you know, if there was one answer to that. I think everybody, once again, would be doing the same thing. But, the thing that our scouting department does is get good play, get guys that buy in, guys that are, you know, good football players. And you know, it's up to us as coaches to, you know, maintain that and make sure we develop them and get as much out of them as we possibly can.